Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Welcome, Cleaning Nation. So excited to have you here. I am really excited about today's topic. We are going to talk about seven things to stop doing in your cleaning company. I feel like we spent a lot of time telling you what to do and what we are doing and what you should do and giving you more work. And one of my favorite things to do in serving this community is to give you guys less work. So today we're going to talk about how to do less, what to quit doing immediately. And spoiler alert, I promise you just about all seven of the things that we're going to go over are things that you don't want to be doing anyway. So hopefully that'll work out. Great. Looks like we're just getting people to join. Welcome, Karen, Denise. Good to have you, TJ. Everyone, super excited to have. So the problem that we deal with all day, every day, most of us as owners of cleaning companies in this community is you spend all day working in your business and instead of on it, and we don't know how to get out, right? It's not that, hey, Joel is in the house. Always glad to see that guy. Tabby, good to have you. So we spend all of our time working in the business and don't know how to get out of the business. Well, we talk many podcasts, we talk about exactly what you're supposed to do. Today, we're going to talk about the seven things to stop doing that are in your business that we can get you out and a little bit on how to get out so you can start doing the on your business work. So we're not going to cover what to do on your business today. We're going to tell you what to stop doing that's in it. Jason Johnson, what up, my friend? Good to have you. Brandy in the house. We are building a nice little crowd here, so let's get started. The issue is, hello, Nigel from Canada. If everyone that knows Cleaning Nation knows, one of my favorite things in the universe to do is to bust chops with the Canadians. I don't know where it started or why, but by golly, it's my favorite. So all that to say, welcome, everybody. So every second you are doing $10 an hour work, two things are happening. One, you're sucking energy and ability out of your mind and life force to be able to do the good work. And nobody typically is doing the $1,000 an hour work of actually growing your cleaning company, building systems, doing work that you can do once and get paid forever, as opposed to the seven things we're going to talk about today, which is work that you do once and then you have to do it again and again and again. And you have to keep doing it as long as you like to keep getting paid. And like most of us, we want to get paid indefinitely from our business, not just the months or weeks or days that we work. So the first thing, and we got seven, the first thing is payroll. A lot of people feel like they've got to just spend a lot of time on payroll. The reality is, and first of all, they feel like they got to do it weekly. My employees want to get paid weekly. Well, our employees want a lot of things. As the owner of the company, it's our job to do what's right and best for the company and serve the greater whole, which is our community of not only employees, but customers and vendors and you yourself as a person who needs to grow the company. So the systems that we teach, and that's what you need, is to do payroll 26 times a week. That's twice a month, not every other Friday. I'm sorry, 24 times a week. Which is twice a month, not every other Friday, which is 26 times, and certainly not every week, which is 52 times. So first and foremost, we want to do as few payrolls as possible. If we weren't in the cleaning business, I'd really recommend doing one payroll a month. So you only do 12 a month, but with lower wage employees, sometimes that can be difficult, but we can absolutely do payroll every other or twice a month, right? Which is going to be 24 times a year as opposed to every other week, which is 26 or weekly. So all that said, and a lot of you guys, gals, might say things like, well, but then my employees want to get paid every week. Typically, the employees that need money every week are going to bring drama. They can't pay their bills. They are homeless. They have issues. And the fact that they can't manage their own money for 14 consecutive days is not a good indicator that they're the right employee, right? So I understand that the employees would prefer to get paid more frequently. They probably prefer to get paid daily, but that's not going to attract the best employees. And it's also not what's best for your company. So first and foremost, we need to stop doing payroll as frequently as you are. And second, we don't want you doing payroll at all, right? We want to make sure that we have a payroll company doing that. It's a great way to open yourself up to a ton of liabilities doing your own payroll. And obviously, there's kind of two parts to that. One is the withholding and the 941s and 945s and the W-2s and W-3s for all those in America. I'm sure there's commensurate stuff in the UK and Australia, and even our friend from Canada has their own stuff. We want to pay a payroll company to do all of that stuff. Okay. So the two things on the payroll that we want to minimize are we do it in less frequently, 24 times a year, as opposed to 26 or 52. And we want to do none of the withholding or any of that stuff. We want to pay a payroll company. And we're talking $200-$300 a month, just not that big of a deal to pay somebody to do that. And then the third piece of it is, well, I got to get the hours over. We want that systematized where you use some sort of process like T-Sheets or Swept or there's just a bunch of software out there that will track your time and sync up with QuickBooks or with your payroll company. So that's the first thing we want to stop doing. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. TJ says today's live subject makes me think of the Bob Newhart scene. I'm literally watching Bob Newhart on Hulu because I'm 100 years old. So anyway, any Bob Newhart fans out there, shout out. All right. So payroll is the first thing we're going to stop doing. Number two is making the schedule, which kind of ties in with payroll. And I've actually been going over this. I think Jason said, hey, in my Millionaire Mastermind group, of getting those people out of doing the schedule. And we've got, you know, lots of folks in that group, and they all believe the same thing, which is I am the only person on the face of the earth able to do the schedule. Well, the problem is everybody on this place is doing a schedule, right? And Brandy says, what if you only have one or two cleaners? All this is exactly the same. We want to do payroll, whether you have one cleaner or 21 cleaners. It might be a little cheaper, but we always do things the right way. So to answer your question, Brandy, or Cleaning Nation, who's listening, if you have one or two cleaners, everything is exactly the same, whether you have one cleaners or 21 cleaners. Okay, so making the schedule. Everyone believes they're the only ones able to make the schedule, but we've got thousands of owners of cleaning companies in Cleaning Nation, and guess what? They all make the schedule. So it can't be true that you're the only possible one that can make the schedule because there's thousands of people that are doing it. Nigel has recognized that we are old because we watch Bob Newhart. True and true. I'd argue with you if I could, man, but nailed me, called me out. 45. I don't feel like it. I feel much younger, but my 20-year-old kid and my driver's license strongly disagree with my visions of being young. Hey, we got Joanna from the UK. Love our UK friends, our Australian friends. And again, we tolerate our Canadian friends. Just kidding, guys, gals. All right, so where are we at? So making the schedule. The reality is you need a system to make your schedule and then someone else to follow that system, okay? And this is one of the probably the most frustrating activities we do on a daily basis. It happens every day. It screws up our vacation. There are absolutely other human beings in the universe that can do this. And the quickest, easiest way to make that system is just to write down everything that you do. Because again, everyone thinks that you're some sort of wizard and you do this magical scheduling that no one else in the world could ever comprehend. The reality is it's just a bunch of if-then statements in your mind. This guy called in. What's the first thing I'm going to do? I'm going to call that person. Well, how do I know why that person? Because they've been with us the longest or whatever. So we just need to write down. I look much younger. James knows exactly where to get me. Thank you, my friend. I feel much younger. So you want to just, when you're making your schedule, write down every decision that you make and identify why you made that decision. And then once you've got that first basic document, you're going to give it to whoever you're going to pay to do your scheduling. And we'll talk about who that might be in a second. And then you're going to watch them do it. And when they run into trouble or get confused or do something wrong, you make a note. And then we just keep revising that. And on by the third revision, you should be able to have someone else doing it. And again, most of the time, hey, Eric, good to have you. Most of the time, you know, hopefully your schedule is pretty easy to make and it's standard. So you might have to do it for a couple of weeks. So trouble comes up and the person solves it. But you want to, the shortest way is just to have someone else do it. And when something goes wrong, have them call you. But you want to offload that as soon as possible. It's low value work. It's high stress. It has to be done every time. It ruins vacations. Lose the fallacy that you have to do your own schedule. That's crazy talk. All right. The next thing that, so we've got rid of payroll. We've gotten rid of doing the schedule. The next thing is I've got to drive employees to jobs. I've got to bring them supplies or keys when they lose them or forget them. All crazy talk. These are all indications that your employees have raised their hands and said, I am not qualified for the job that you have given me. The response is not to say, well, that's okay. I'll keep paying you to do the job, but I'll do it for you, i.e. driving. That is part of the job. Anyone that's like, oh, we hire people that don't have cars, that is part of the job, right? If I'm going to hire a delivery truck driver, part of the job is he's got to have a car, right? If I'm going to hire a kid to deliver my pizzas, if he doesn't have a job or if he doesn't have a license or a car or insurance or any of those things that we need, he's not qualified, right? We don't drive him for us. That's part of the job. And TJ says, I don't think Mike is saying you need to stop all this right now. I am saying you need to stop all of this right now. but not need to, but your life will be better the instant that you stop it. So yes, my hopes and dreams and goals would be for you to stop this. Obviously, in the Clean Profit Method, we give you more support of exactly how to do that than I can give you in a little 20, 30 minute live. But yes, I would love for you to stop all of this right now. As much as I hate to disagree with my friend TJ, we absolutely want to go as quickly as possible to get you out of these because they are all, frankly, time wasters. So yes, we need to make sure that our employees are driving themselves. If they forget a key, we have a system where the pain and suffering of them forgetting the key goes on them. They don't call the owner of the business and say, hey, I did a crappy job at my job. Can you come fix it? And you go, absolutely. Let me leave my house and my family and dinner so I can bring you a key because you forgot it, or supplies, or whatever the case is. So we need a system where the pain and suffering for that goes on to them, not onto you. And ultimately that system is we get people that don't forget keys and are able to drive and do all that stuff. So immediately we want to quit driving for and again, might this take, when I say immediately, it might take a week or two to start implementing these systems, right? So Tabby has decided the number one thing she needs to stop doing right now is to watch this. She's leaving. So we'll miss you, Tabby. But for the rest of us, we will soldier on. TJ sits corrected. Love you, brother. Thanks for putting up with my crap. All right, enough. Let's move on. So again, anytime we are driving employees to jobs or driving keys or supplies or driving anything just about anywhere, we need a system for employees to take responsibility for their own jobs, which is i.e. delivering amazing service, so you can focus on your job, i.e. growing an amazing business with huge impact on your family and your community, okay? So really important that the employees know what their job is. That is getting themselves and all the needed supplies, keys, and everything to their job and back safely and effectively. That's their job, not your job. If they can't do that, we got to get somebody else. Your job is to cast a vision, create a community, and build a company that's going to bring massive positive impact to the community that you serve. All right. The next thing is, I have to check employees' work. So many people tell me that. I just want to get to the point where I'm just checking my cleaner's work. That's still $15 an hour work. We're not looking to have you do that. The reality is you need a system where the employees check each other's work, right? And then you or somebody else that you've hired can check the checked work. Right. So I typically like having employees check each other's work at least once a week. If I've got a cleaner, he's going to check someone else or she's going to check someone else's job with a checklist that we all use. So the cleaner that cleans is going to use the checklist, and then they're going to be a random spot check where they use the same checklist. And then myself or whoever I've hired to do this part of the job is going to check the checker's work. Right. So that's how we do that. And that person does not have to be you. The farther away we can get from I am the magical cleaner that has to do scheduling and all the cleaning, and I'm the only one that knows how to clean right or do scheduling right. As long as you hold that belief, you are going to be stuck doing crappy jobs that do not pay well. So kill those beliefs and go, anybody can clean toilets. Not anyone can run your company or raise your kids or do the things that are uniquely gifted to you and you're supposed to be doing. So, all right, what else do we got to do here? I'm going to go short on this because I've ranted on it so many times before. I have to clean, right? Just like we said, anyone can clean. You're the only one that can raise your kids. You're the only one that can cast a vision for your community. You're the only one that can build that culture and those core values. And there's so many things that only you can do. You're the only one that can be. Yeah, control freaks, Karen says. That's exactly right. All of us control freaks, and I am a recovering control freak, have to learn that we can do everything in our crazy minds perfectly, which we can, but we think that. And our impact is limited by the amount of work that we actually do. Or we can have an army of people doing 80% or 70% or 90% of the work that we think we can do. But an army of them can just do infinitely more. And the reality is, we start getting better at this, we'll realize the fact that you got into cleaning typically means you're really an entrepreneur, not a cleaner. So you can actually hire people to do stuff better, right? So when I started giving up my control freakiness, it was thinking, well, I'll hire other people to do things not as well as I can. And the more I matured as an entrepreneur, the more I realized I need to hire people that can do things better than I can. There are actually better cleaners out there that people, they didn't start a company. They love just cleaning. That's all they want to do. And I'm going to let them have their dream while I have mine. So we want to move from I'm the only one that can do it to it's better to have other people do it, not as well as I can, but at least I can duplicate work, right? So I'm sleeping or I'm on vacation or I'm working on my business and the business still grows, to wow, I can actually hire people to do stuff better than me. You'll find in our little company, right? We have mindset coaches because that's not my strength. We have Natalie and Christy do all the technical stuff. A lot of the stuff, most of the stuff I try not to do because I'm not the best at it. So we definitely want to make sure we get out of cleaning and all these other six things. Another falsehood. This is probably my favorite because this is what'll suck the energy out of you guys the fastest, which I hate. I have to pick up my phone and answer texts and emails all day, every day, the second I get them, or else the world will stop spinning. False, false, not true, and full of crap. The reality of the situation is you need a system to organize, right? Like triage all the incoming inquiries, whether they're from customers or employees or problems, in an effective manner. So the right person deals with it at the right time. So the first thing I do, and that's not true. Like step two, I think, when people come in, our help for the clean profit method is to get out, to really put boxes around the time we are going to work in our business. So we say, great, from this time to this time, we'll do it. And from this time to this time, and that's it. And we can get that down to an hour a day pretty quickly, right? So again, we might have to have systems, because you'll say, I know I can hear you out there yelling. I got to pick up this more on the residential side. I got to pick up the phone. If I don't pick up the phone, they're going to call the next person. Maybe they will. So, and I'll agree, someone has to pick up the phone, and we can have a system for that. But you as the owner do not have to pick up the phone. I promise you, if I call the Ford company, Mr. Ford ain't going to pick up the phone and sell me a truck, right? He's got someone doing that. So certainly we do want to understand. And some requests don't have to be dealt with at all. And some don't have to be, most, almost all don't have to be dealt with right away. So we might have a system for someone's calling in with money saying, we want you to take our money and come to a service. We're going to have somebody, not you, respond to that right away. But when employees need help, we're going to train them. These are the times I'm available, through text, through email, through anything. And other than that, that's it, right? As I'm doing this live right now, I've got emails coming in. I've got my phone. You know, there's lots of people trying to get a hold of me, and I'm ignoring all of them because I want to be with you. That said, once I'm off of this, I'm going to ignore all of you and go be with my family. And once I'm done with that, see, so we got to make sure that you're doing one thing at a time, you're doing it well, and we've got systems to handle the stuff. So we've got to get out of that, because it feels good at the beginning. We're first starting. We love putting on our Superman cape and solving all the employees' problems and being awesome and just doing what we feel kind of puts out all the fires, right? TJ says, for everybody, I think, but I'm the only one answering the phone. Well, cut it out, right? Like, if only there was some sort of system or scenario in this universe where we could have someone else answer the phone in exchange for some sort of good services or money, right? Like, pay someone else. And no offense, you're probably not the best person to answer the phone. And I promise you, anyone with a good system is going to answer the phone better than you are. Just, hey, it's Mike, what do you want? So I understand, right now you guys might be doing this, but we have to start creating systems to get you out of it. And as your coach, if you'll trust me to be that for you, I'm telling you, these are all things you can absolutely give up. So you don't have to feel guilty. A lot of this is guilt. That's why I wanted to do this specifically, so no one feels like, oh, I hate doing payroll. Like TJ just said, I hate cleaning, but I have to. No, you don't. This is me, if you trust me as your coach, saying, cut it out. Yeah, there's burnt out, right? Solo. Oh my gosh, the solo cleaner is terrible. That's a whole different conversation. So we got to get all of you out of cleaning as soon as possible. But these other six things are, once you get out of cleaning, then we got to get rid of the rest of these things. So I'm giving you permission to say, it is okay for me to create systems and processes. And by the way, if you need help with that, yeah, Nigel says, you can only do so much. Exactly. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, we've got tons of resources on how to help you do that. The first resource would be the totally complimentary masterclass webinar. We've got the on-demand training. I would sign up for that and go with that right now. At the end of that, you'll get an offer to take the next step. It's also complimentary, but we give so much value to start doing that. All right. The second to last one we have is, the last belief is, I don't have time to work on my business, right? So that's the last thing I want to crush with all of these. The reality is, you can't afford to work in your business. We need to work on it. So let me just sum up all the things that we can stop doing in the next couple of weeks. And again, just like TJ said, it's difficult to do everything at once. So at the very minimum, pick one, take action, right? Because all this information is going to do you no good if you don't take action. So let me just review, pick the one or two that you want to get done in the next couple of weeks, and then reach out in the Facebook group or on one of these lives, or let us know how you're doing. Payroll, sub that out, only do it 24 times a year. Making your own schedule, sub that out. Doesn't have to be an employee. You can hire someone. You can hire Christy, we've had on the show a couple times. Our virtual assistant, if I had, she would be doing payroll. She's genius if we had payroll. Then we've got, and again, Samantha just said, I can't afford to hire, I don't have enough clients yet. That is never the problem. Different subject for a different day, but typically that means another system is broken. So if you've got the right system for bidding, billing, and tracking, and the right client attraction system, you can start getting out of this stuff. Okay. So getting out of payroll, getting out of making the schedule is fantastic. Getting out of any sort of driving or bringing supplies or keys or hauling people or things, that is their job. Let them do it. Checking employees' work, we need to get out of that and have a system do it and other people to do it. Cleaning, certainly. I should have probably put that first. And then picking up the phone, answering emails, texts, and all that stuff. Those are the six things you can specifically do to get out of that belief that I don't have time to work on my business, and get into the reality that you can't afford not to work on your business. You can't afford to work in your business. So the good news is, I know this can sound scary and overwhelming, but the reality is, this is the gateway, cutting down all the things that you need to not be doing so you can be working and focusing on the thing you should be doing. This is the gateway to grow, to live the life that you want, for your business to start serving you as opposed to you and your family serving it. This is going to allow you, this is the key that's going to unlock the door to you being the person that owns the business that you want to own and has something that you're proud of and that you really love. So again, if you, and again, so Samantha, you're starting to kill me with a little negativity, sister. She says, I hear all nightmares with employees on the Grow My Cleaning Company page lately. So there's two ways to react to that. And we're going to wrap up, but I just want to address that. There is always nightmares with everything. So the nightmare that I fear is cleaning till the day that I die with no retirement and being broke and having to depend on the government. That's a nightmare. Dealing with the fact that some employees are going to quit or steal stuff or lie or cheat or steal or do terrible things. Those are nightmares I can deal with. And every successful company has employees that lie, cheat, and steal. And it sucks. And we don't love it. You just have to pick your poison. Are you willing to starve and clean till the day you die? Fine. Go do that. Or you say, I'm going to deal with a bigger, more big boy, big girl set of problems, and I'm going to solve bigger problems and get paid better. I personally would rather deal with bigger boy and bigger girl problems. So we really want to make sure that we're clear and committed to our goal, right? And if we're interested in growing our cleaning company, but not really committed, then maybe we don't hire employees. It's a lot of headache. But if and when you were like, I really want to grow and I really want to have something I'm proud of, a legacy for my kids that's going to feed my family. Yeah, we're going to have to deal with some bumps in the road. And that's why we get paid, right? If it was easy, everybody would be rich. So that's my encouragement. If you are really committed to getting this result, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Check out the free webinar we have. It's a masterclass. It's awesome. It's the best I know how to do in 50 minutes. You will get tons of value there. There's an offer at the end that's amazing for more help that doesn't cost anything. growmycleaningcompany.com. Start it now. We're going to end with TJ's comment. I'm sitting with Starbucks right now. Could you imagine if Howard Schultz was afraid to hire employees and serve the customers himself? That is exactly right. Couldn't agree. Leanne says she's 120% committed. That is awesome. I will see you on the webinar, sister. But you're exactly right. Every company that's changed the world, could you imagine if those people were afraid to hire employees because they might lie, cheat, or steal? And I'll tell you what, I promise you, at any success level, employees have been terrible and done crazy things. But if we really want to serve the world and have impact in a big way, those are things we're just going to have to deal with. So for all of you ladies, guys, gals that are 100% committed, go to growmycleaningcompany.com, sign up for the webinar. I'll see you there. You guys are amazing. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.